From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. It's Friday, June 20th at 8:55, and we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having me. We have resumed trade here after the Juneteenth holiday, and it's pretty mixed across the board. Nothing too exciting. July corn down a penny and a half at 4.32. December new crop corn up three quarters of a penny at 4.44 and three quarters. July soybeans unchanged at 10.74 and three quarters, and new crop November soybeans down half a penny at 10.67 and three quarters. July wheat taking a breather here after the recent rally, down a penny and a quarter at 5.73. Looking at outside markets, last check, Dow Jones up 217 points, 42,389. July WTI crude oil down 44 cents at 74.70. You know, mixed trade here in early action. USDA did announce a flash sale of 4.8 million bushels of new crop corn to unknown. We did get weekly export sales, although they're pretty impressive, and they beat trade expectations for both old crop corn and soybeans. So pretty good export pace continues in old crop, but we are behind so far on new crop so far. If you look at November soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade, they've performed pretty well in recent trade, and now they've rallied a full dollar since lows made in early April. They've kind of followed the soybean oil rally higher with the recent RVO proposal, which is, you know, out for comment. Nothing for sure there yet, but you know, we kind of piggybacked on that soybean oil rally. Just a reminder, the Feb average for crop insurance was 10.54. And a kind of a rule of thumb, if the markets rally above that level, you had better be paying attention. Conversely, corn has not performed really much at all. Corn on the December is down around 25 cents below that Feb average of 4.70 on the corn. Investors, private estimates would indicate funds are short 188,000 corn contracts, long 52,000 contracts of beans, and short 78,000 contracts of SRW Chicago wheat. That fund short on corn is just a little concerning. They are not spooked by current weather at all here in the Corn Belt. Local forecast looks to add some heat in the Eastern Corn Belt. Expected Saturday through Wednesday, low to mid 90s. So on the surface, that might seem like that could get the market excited, but really with the precipitation we've had, some of this expected heat and sunshine could actually help rapid crop development and help some of this early disease pressure that had previously been a concern. Precip forecast has very little rain for our area in Eastern Corn Belt next 7 days, pretty dry, but pretty wet for Western Corn Belt, parts of Wisconsin, Southern Minnesota, Iowa, and Eastern Nebraska. And it just so happens those areas are on the drought map. So those areas can certainly welcome some of this rain. So for those of you with basis contracts versus July or HTAs, futures only contracts versus July, you need to get out of those here in this next week or so. July sep corn is a 3 cent inverse, and July August beans, if you choose to roll, is about a 3 cent carry. So they're pretty close to parity there. The market's not asking for too much, whether to hold or deliver one way or another. So not much carry in this market right now. So I hope everyone has a great day and stays cool this weekend.